the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 25th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. It is Hispanic Heritage Month, and one Nevada group wants Latinos to realize the power they can have when they are more politically engaged.
With the group Battleborn Progress, Latino anti-disinformation manager Maite Guerra says politicians are already campaigning around this fact for the next elections. Guerra adds the Nevada Hispanic population is hungry for reputable information and resources, especially in their native Spanish. So Battleborn Progress is now working on an information hub for Spanish speakers across the Silver State.
Well, it's not up yet. It's something that we're planning to do. Something else that we're doing is fact-checking a lot of right-wing politicians. So just making sure that what is being said in the political sphere is accurate and not targeting our community.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Now to California, where Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill Friday that would instruct judges presiding over custody battles in the state to take into consideration a parent's support for a child's gender identity when making custody and visitation decisions. That from the New York Times. The Times reports why it matters. The veto signals a break from the governor's stance in support of transgender rights. In a letter accompanying his veto Friday, Newsom, a Democrat, said, while he shares a deep commitment to advancing transgender rights, he urged caution about making legal standards in prescriptive terms that single out one characteristic. And the Little Peace Tribal College says its student body and campus are growing. Our Deborah Van Fleet reports, so are its options for people to study in the STEM fields.
Little Priest has always offered some health and science courses, but College Vice President Mark Vecina says the two-year school is also creating pathways to higher education for its graduates. It has transfer agreements with several area colleges, in many cases with free tuition for getting a bachelor's degree, including Wayne State in Wayne, Nebraska, and Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa. Vecina says one Briarcliff agreement allows Little Priest health science grads to earn a nursing degree in 2 years, tuition-free.
Here on the reservation, we have the 12 Clams Hospital, and they have a constant need, as all over the country, for nurses. But they also need other lab technicians and people who are trained in science technology applications.
This month, Little Priest broke ground on a 12,000-square-foot science building. In addition to government agencies, the reservation is home to Ho-Chunk Farms, which employs some of the school's diversified ag students. Vecina says Little Priest is helping to build a skilled workforce in an area where employers sometimes struggle to fill positions because of the town's small size and distance from metropolitan areas.
This is Public News Service. As you probably know, most of the news about the automotive industry this month is focused on the United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers. But Daniel Smith tells us the story's different in rural West Tennessee.
A mega battery and vehicle manufacturing campus is being built in Stanton with an expected economic impact of $5.6 billion. The nearly 6-square-mile Ford Blue Oval City campus is expected to create 6,000 new local jobs. Ethan Link with the Laborers International Union of North America says the project is on track to open in 2025 and should be a major investment in the future of electric vehicles.
They're building this enormous and really state-of-the-art Ford assembly plant to build the F-150 Lightning, as well as a battery plant right next to it that is going to supply all the batteries they need for that. We're really excited about the scale and the scope of what this project is going to mean for the new green economy.
Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the UN General Assembly sparked major demonstrations in New York City on Friday that reverberated this week.
Israeli Americans and Americans alike voiced their objections to his country's far-right turn. However, the escalation is expected to be even more intense upon Netanyahu's return to Israel. Guy Horowitz, an activist with Unacceptable, a pro-democracy American-Israeli group, asserts that Israelis are not pleased with his message to the UN General Assembly and says he'll have to face the consequences.
The Americans are not proposing an accord with the Arabs and Palestinians as a package, and Netanyahu is willing to go to extremes to have that done in order to be invited to the White House. He needs a photo op, so he's going to give nuclear arms to enemy nations.
Netanyahu presented a new map erasing Palestine from the Middle East should there be peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia during his speech at the UN General Assembly on Friday. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, our Ross Brown reports Texas farmers face the obvious stressors of weather, cost, and market fluctuations.
To help those struggling with mental health issues, Texas launched a confidential agri-stress helpline in 2022. Shelby Lambert with the University of Texas says the helpline is designed to meet the needs of people in agriculture, forestry, and logging, as well as those in the commercial fishing industry.
Anyone who answers the call is trained in what's called farm response. They're not going to make inappropriate suggestions to a farmer to get a different job or take a vacation when they know that those aren't, you know, realistic suggestions for them.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.